You know, it's interesting in listening to investigators discuss various diseases, we as a CME group often generate algorithms kind of based on what we hear. And we have this algorithm we've been developing the last year, you know, based on P53, DEL17P, and IGVH mutation. And at ASH, it just totally blew up. You know, it's just like things completely changed. And then, as you say, they changed even more at ASCO. And for somebody in general oncology practice is also trying to keep up with, you know, which PD-L1 assay to do and, you know, bladder cancer or whatever, it's not very easy to sort out. So let me just ask you some macro questions with this huge amount of data coming in. The first thing is you mentioned the idea of this sort of short-term treatment. Often that is integrated with MRD measurement. Can you talk a little bit more about that strategy and whether you think it would be reasonable to do right now outside of this trial setting at community practice?
Well, making treatment decisions based on MRD is sort of a goal, and it's not really ready for community or academic practice at this point. You know, the two trials that I mentioned with fixed duration, the Murano trial and the CLL14, were really one size fits all for all patients. Everybody either got 24 months worth of therapy or 12 months worth of therapy and then stopped. So there is no decision point yet integrated into novel agent-based therapy that's based on an MRD endpoint. You know, these trials have performed MRD assessments in the blood or in the bone marrow, either by PCR or by sequencing or by flow cytometry. And they're very happy to report that there are high proportion of patients who are MRD undetectable, exceeding 60 or 70%. But if you actually look at the trial design, for practical purposes, everybody gets treated exactly the same, regardless of their MRD results. So if you're getting venetoclax in the relapse refractory setting, you get ven plus rituximab 24 months and stop. Probably the patients who are MRD undetectable at the end of therapy do better, but it's still not a decision point. And the same is true with the CLL14 with the 12 months of obina plus ven and then stop. But the hope, and I really feel the future is going to be, you know, we shouldn't do one size fits all targeted agents for patients, and we should be making decisions based on biology. And one of those endpoints should be assessment of MRD. But we don't even have studies yet available that would support that decision making.